Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul says he refused to pay a ransom to hackers who stole information from the AG's office in April. He says giving in to blackmail was never even considered. But now, 3 months after the breach, he and his attorneys are still using phones and mail for many of the functions that would normally be conducted online. The Chicago Tribune and the Better Government Association have been reporting on the breach and who might be behind it. Investigative reporter Jared Rutecki with the BGA is here now with the latest. And Jared, first remind us, what info was taken from the Attorney General's office?
April 10th, they announced that they were had a ransomware attack that affected the office, and there was a lot of personal information that they announced, and kind of people's driver's license information, social security, medical information was taken. So a lot of records kind of passed online, personally identifiable information that was the result of the ransomware attack.
And from your reporting, what do we know about who was behind the hack and what did they want?
So the interesting part here, and a lot of cybersecurity officials and researchers have connected the root malware to the ransomware that attacked the Attorney General's office to a group called Evil Corp. That's a Russian Federation hacking outfit. The two men in the organization have been indicted by federal authorities with a huge ransom on the FBI Cyber Most Wanted list, and kind of a well-known group of guys. And I guess sort of interesting detail: guy driving around in his Lamborghini on the according to the UK National Crime Agency, so making a pretty good living doing it, according to the authorities.
And what do we know about what's been the impact on the Attorney General's office?
Well, the Attorney General's office has spent $2.5 million already trying to rebuild their system. They've sort of contracted with a number of different agencies for restoring the office data, for setting up a call center to contact hacking victims, to have forensic audits, to pay employees and things along these lines. And the General Assembly and the leadership has approved an additional $8 million for expenditures. So, this is kind of what it's cost the office so far. And I think the cash register is going to keep ringing on this one.
And there is a federal investigation into the alleged hackers. What do we know about that part?
So you got two cases open, essentially, both of the men, one in Nebraska, one in Pennsylvania. They're charged with wire fraud, hacking, conspiracy charges. So fairly identical charges in both of those. But those cases are up. Obviously, neither man in custody. So kind of waiting for the shoe to drop on that.
And Jared, before I let you go, this breach came at a time where there had been some warnings that there might be a problem for the agency. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the Auditor General's office released a report, and what they had identified was kind of statewide a number of agencies that had deficiencies, and the Attorney General was one of the agencies that this happened to. And I think that you can sort of see it's if it can happen to the highest legal authority in the state, then it can probably almost happen to anybody. And it's sort of like something that Kwame Raoul thought, if it would be something good, maybe it'll help the next state agency to not befall the same fate as his office did.
Jared, always great to talk to you. Thanks for bringing us this update.
Hey, thanks a lot, Melba.
Jared Rutecki is with the Better Government Association. The BGA and the Tribune have been reporting on the breach in the Attorney General's office and who might be behind that breach. This is WBEZ.